I can't promise, man, the no jizz on microphones no more, but I will try my best. You can believe that.
That's all I can hope for, man. Just try your best.
People are like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Last time Cody was over here, we had a mic incident.
No, it's not we. You had it.
Try to drag his name down with me. We had a mic incident.
No, clue me at that fiasco, man. I just touched the damn thing without even knowing. I was like, oh.
And I just gave him this look like. I gave him that parole board look like.
Hey, we're talking about guilty looks.
It don't get no more guiltier than that. Now. I just wanted to apologize, Cody. I thought I cleaned it good, but apparently not. So.
Clean a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I, I just took a rag and laid it on there. I was like, here you go.
Yeah, good enough.
The jizz will dry up on the napkin. I mean, the water will dry up on the napkin, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know water could be so sticky, you know? I love my job. Been saying that all week. I love my job, man. That Brad Pitt, man, I love my job. That Fury, baby. Fury, woo!
Yeah, I still gotta see that, man.
Man, that's a violent fucking movie, man.
So I've heard.
Fucking violent. Like when he ran over that dude in that tank and he heard that dude screaming, he was like, damn. And I love you see the look in the trailer where Brad Pitt says, I'm scared too. Mm-hmm. Imagine that look as he's running over a dude in a tank or whatever and shit. Not zero fucks were given. You think you hate Nazis? You wait till Brad Pitt tells you he hates a Nazi.
Okay.
That shit was hilarious. I'm not gonna lie, this dude was screaming. He ran over his ass crack first to his head.
Damn.
It don't get no violent than that now. But yeah, man, you got. I definitely recommend Fury, man. that was a matter of fact. You know what the best thing about it too? It was still funny at times too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was still funny. David Ayer, man, he just something about him and Michael Pena. He just knows how to add Michael Pena some good comedic lines in there and shit.
Oh, okay. Right on. You excited for David Ayer's next film?
Which one is that?
That'd be Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know what? David Ayer's doing it. I'm fine with it then. I mean, David Ayer. I think we talked about this how some of our favorite directors and shit like that. David Ayer. When he's writing and directing, man, I'm all for it. When he's just doing one or the other, I don't know so much. Whatever. But I know I think he just wrote Training Day, so that was good. I think he's a better writer than he is director.
Probably.
But, because he did write and direct In the Watch, Training Day. But then he came out with Sabotage, which was a piece of shit. Action in there is brutal as fuck, but it's still a piece of shit of a movie. I think he's a good action director.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'll say that.
Because I know he knows how to shoot shots and shit like that as far as his action scenes go. The motherfucker does not hold back. I mean, in Fury, he hanging kids and shit like that. I'm just like, damn, dude. How many,
I'm glad somebody's showing up, man. It's real shit, dude.
Like, every time they're in the tank, you just drive and you see kids hung on a pole somewhere. You're just like, okay, damn, David. I mean, shit. I like it when a black man does it and Steve McQueen, oh, this is too gruesome and shit. David Ayer does like, oh, this just happened in that time frame. I'm just like, you know, that happened in Toys. No, Steve McQueen just took that too far. That didn't happen. And it's like, oh, okay. All right, man. Ain't that a bitch, huh? Like, so Steve McQueen, he showed it too much. He's just a little too extreme. David Ayer does is, that's just what happened, man. That's real life, man. It's like, oh, okay, all right. World War II is a real life, or whatever, but slavery, okay. Okay.
No, I didn't have it that way.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? No, we ain't even that bad, man.
You know, it's funny, if this shit gets nominated and wins, whatever, it's going to go back to what we were yelling about last year, man. Oh, 12 Years Slave, oh, that's too gruesome and shit. How many goddamn World War II films been nominated and shit now?
Oh,
but
my God. Seriously.
Well, if you don't tell me this movie ain't too gruesome, then fuck, man, shit. I mean, I just described the scene to you with motherfucker, motherfucker Ramp. I tell you, Brad Pitt's reactions in this movie are fucking priceless. When he just,
there's
a scene where he makes Logan Lerman's character shoot a Nazi. He like forces him. He like chokes him out and puts a gun in his hand and makes him pop him in the back of the head and shit. I was just like, And Brad Pitt just tapped him on the shoulder and was like, good job, boy. I was like, what the fuck? Best movie of the year. I love it because they got crazy ass Shane in there. John Bertha. I know it sounds like we're giving a review right now, but crazy ass Shane, man. He's just like, they all saying every time, I love my job. And whatever. That's all I kept saying when I walked out of that movie. I love my job. Make you want to be there killing Nazis with them, shit.
Yeah, he can rise off that shit.
Hey, Brad Pitt's your leader. Hey, man, 20 years ago, he could have been Captain America.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I saw it in this movie, dude. He was leading the team pretty fucking well. And I was like, I see it, man. Oh, well, people, welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 130. 133. Mm. Actually, no. No.
What?
No. Nah, I'm playing with you. It is 130. Cody's like, what the fuck you talking about?
Oh, man, I'm getting excited, man. I like the way 133 sounds, man.
Yeah, 133. I was going to say, we want 135. No, I'm just fucking with you. I just wrote this shit wrong. That's all. I ain't the best writing in markers now. Come on. That three looked like a five, god damn it.
I guess I missed that one line.
Mrs. P1 must have wrote that. I'm blaming her for that one. But yeah, we at 133, man. Almost there.
Almost.
We got a couple of questions, man. Oh, wait. I guess I'm a phenomenal one. Did you say Cody already?
Oh, no, you didn't. You are the phenomenal
one. Yeah, I am the phenomenal one. And you are who?
Yes, I'm Cody.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right, yeah. Shit.
Well, shit. Now you know.
Yeah, now, hey, and if you don't know, well, now you know.
There you go.
Famous hip-hop line right there, man. You got tons of questions.
Okay.
Like always, because, you know, ton of content, so obviously a lot of questions.
That makes sense, man.
That makes fucking sense. Even the wife had to look at me and say, how much shit are you doing? I was like, I lost count, actually. I had to write literally a fucking calendar on my whiteboard up there and shit of what goes up now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that last time I was up there. I was like, oh, damn, okay.
Well, it's even more organized than what it saw last time.
Oh, right on.
That shit is a real-life calendar right now. Staring at it like, ugh. Oh, but we got tons of questions, man. I love your questions. I love it. I love you. I love the questions on this show because the questions on here, they test our movie knowledge.
That they do.
And I don't know a goddamn thing about it, so.
Test our lack of knowledge.
Yeah, so time to pull up that Google, baby. Get this iPad out real quick. So, oh, keep sending them questions in. We got some box office talk, baby. Did Gone Girl get knocked out, man?
Is it gone?
Did them Nazis knock it out? Let's see.
You shall find out.
I'm not gonna lie. Part of me kind of made me wanted to join Brad Pitt's team. I was just like, man, fuck, this team is awesome. And then at the end of it, I was just like, yeah, you can keep that slot. You can keep. Oh my! And to add insult to injury, at the end of the movie, all right, people. Yeah, I already said it in the review, but end of the movie, this motherfucker, I got a plan, and his plan literally was grab that Nazi right there, that dead Nazi. Set him on fire. Put him on the tank.
Goddamn.
I said, that ain't a plan. That's just pissing him off more. It's five of you going against the 300. And when he said that, I was just thinking of the Spartans. What? 300?
Right.
300. And then his plan was grab that dead Nazi and stick him like a cross on the tank and set him on fire. I was like, hey, wait. That ain't a plan. That's pissing him off even more.
Invitation to get fucked up.
That's an invitation to saying, you come here, you're going to end up like this motherfucker, okay? That's pretty much saying, hey, start some, don't be some, okay? If that's your plan, then damn. Oh, the cockiness of Americans, I love it.
Oh, man.
Gotta love America.
America.
Gotta love my job, best job I ever had. We got some Blu-ray releases.
Those Blu-rays, love me so much.
Not so interesting, but yeah, maybe it'll be something you'd be looking at, hey, or whatever.
I got some every week, apparently, man, so hey.
Hey, this week you might have something else, too.
Okay.
Perfect. I had fucking Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat, whatever the fuck they want to call it, for like a week now, and I just barely got around to watching it yesterday. Mm-hmm. The wife loved it.
Yeah, she should.
I stuck a video game controller in her hand. and just said, just hold this, okay? Just hold it.
That makes more sense if you do it that way.
I don't like watching movies with her because she always wants me to fucking tell her about the movie as it's going on. I'm like, hey, shut up and watch it. Shit. Stop asking me the questions of the scene that's about to happen. It's to do. She saw Gone Girl, too.
Did you guys see it together?
No, we didn't get to see it together. Oh, she saw it because remember, she was with her cousin, them, so they all went to go see it. They didn't like the ending.
Really?
No. And I was shocked to hear that, too, because then I talked to some other people that didn't like the ending, neither. And I was kind of like, oh, I thought the ending was brilliant.
I love the ending. I guess it was just too abrupt for some people.
You know, I was going to say, I was like, maybe it's one of those general audience things where they got to see a happy ending.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. That's what I was getting for, because I talked to a lot of people about that ending, and I started finding more people that didn't like the ending after my scene of saying, it's the greatest ending ever. You know, it's brilliant. That ending was an artist. It was brilliant. And then, you know, the wife comes home from a weekend with the family. She comes home and tells me she saw it and goes like, yeah, I didn't really care for the ending then, but I was like, really? Oh.
I thought the ending just punctuated the movie perfectly, man.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And then I talked to her cousin and her boyfriend about it. It was like, yeah, we didn't really care for the ending then, but I was like, oh. Okay. I was like, maybe this must be a general audience thing where they just got to see a happy ending or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd love to hear some more comments about it if people out there didn't like it.
Yeah, I want to hear people's take on it, too.
Yeah, especially. But I always love to hear that when it's a great movie or a good movie or something like that. Someone's got a different opinion of how they feel about it. But because that's my consumption of what it is. I'm just assuming people like happy endings.
Yeah, I guess, man. It wouldn't really fit this film, though. But. Yeah,
that wasn't no happy ending. That was like a bitch, I got you in. I own your dick, your nuts, and everything else with it. So there you go. That should have been CJ's movie. And his baby mama. That's what that should have been. That would have been perfect.
That would have been perfect.
Somebody Photoshop Ben Affleck with CJ's head. I want to see that reaction when he grabs her and throws her up against the wall, and then she's just like, what are you going to do? I'm pregnant or whatever. And then he just like has that look and is like, what? Somebody Photoshop that.
I want to see his reaction when she comes back drenched in blood in the car. Oh. She has a reporter on her.
Whispers in her ear, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
That is CJ. That is CJ. Perfectly, people. Oh, man. Not only we got Blue Release, but we got that interesting trailer talk.
Uh-oh.
Well, which trailer we tweak of this week? John Wick, man.
Oh, Mr. Reeves.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes, bro.
Oh, you know what that means, right? He's the future Doctor Strange.
He's the future. You know. Okay, we gotta get it. This brother, he turned down Doctor Strange and said, "I can't remember the actual quote, but the line was is pretty much I'm too good for movies like that."
It was something like he said something to the effect of. I only do like movies with good scripts.
Yeah, he said I only do movies with good scripts and that are practical or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He said some smart ass comment. I remember our loyal fan on here, Amethyst Chaos. She posted that on my timeline. I looked at that and was like, I didn't even read the article. I just read the headline. And went like, okay, I'm not even gonna get that. You the last nigga. What the fuck. I will say this about him. The last time we heard someone talk shit that had a movie coming out and talk shit about Batman, and we all know who this is, his movie fucking sucked.
That's true.
If this guy is talking shit about a movie and his John Wick comes out to be one of the best movies of the year, because, man, that 100%, man, that's pretty bold out there, man. It's only a week away and it's still at 100.
That's insane.
It's been 100 for 2 weeks now, so, I mean, that's saying something. So if he says this and this movie comes out to be fucking fantastic, it's going to be like, well, he can hit it and he can miss, I guess. But if Keanu Reeves come out and say that, come on, man. You.
It's like, really, man?
Who the fuck are you?
The last movie he had before this one was goddamn 47
Ronin. 47 Ronin, yes. And that movie was a joke, man. That movie was lacking. He did have a movie come out like 2 months before that, Man of Tai Chi, which was really good. And my whole thing was, why did he make this one limited and the other one mainstream? I'm just like, I think you should have made both of them limited, to be honest. What was 47 Ronin going to appear to, man? Come on. But John Wick, man, I saw a trailer. I only saw one trailer, but I saw it, and I was like, this is like it'd be a badass action flick. Keanu Reeves is perfect for these kind of roles because he always got that dumbfounded look on his face, like he don't know what's going on and shit. Right. So
he's tossing his ridiculous world.
I'm telling you, man, a couple of years from now, he's gonna be the new Nick Cage and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If not, you know, Nicolas Cage got a new movie out again.
Another one?
Yes.
Jesus.
I saw it in Best Buy the other day when I was getting a What was I forgot what I was getting, whatever it was, which I saw the Best Buy. I was just like, was this a straight to DVD I never heard of or something? I was like, and I looked it up. It was brand, came out this year. I was like, what the fuck? I can't remember the name of it now.
Man, you cannot escape Cage, man. They even got this damn Superman documentary coming out.
Oh my, I can't
wait. I keep seeing stuff about that everywhere I look. I'm like, damn.
I remember you was the one that told me about it, and I we got to see it.
That's very intriguing. I want to see it.
I ain't gonna lie, I want to see the movie, be honest. Like, if they just had, like, footage of it, I would kill to see that. I'm like, that...
Right, right.
You talking about waiting in line to see that teaser of Batman vs. Superman eyes and shit, or these Avengers shit? I'd pay to see this fucking teaser. Nicolas Cage is Superman himself, man. I would have killed to see that shit.
Oh, man, I can only imagine.
We're going to have a movie spoiler special for that shit.
I think we do. I think that would be the perfect movie for that.
Because I want to see that. When is that supposed to come out?
I don't know.
Because I remember you told me about this, like, during Comic-Con, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they've been talking about it a lot lately, too. So I guess it must be coming out soon.
This is going to have a big budget on it. Can you imagine Nicolas Cage in the Man of Steel costume? Him teaming up with Ben Affleck? Ben Affleck versus...
No, it's not an S. It's for hope.
For hope. This is hope. You know what? That destruction scene would have sold with Nicolas Cage in the thing, because they'd be like, why did you let the city drown? And he would have looked at them and be like, I don't give a fuck. That's why. I really don't give a fuck.
And you wouldn't believe him, too.
And I'd be like, oh, I think he was serious, too. Imagine talking to the general. You can trust me, general. You can trust me. He starts freaking out in that Ghost Rider form. Just flies off, giggling and shit. My oh, and Nick Cage, we trust.
Oh, my goodness. Nick Cage, man.
That motherfucker had about 3 or 4 movies out this year now.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 movies every month.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's been in the 2 month times. And you know what? I have not seen neither one. I know 2 of them on Netflix, too, right now.
Man, I'm just trying to... Where does he find the damn time? It's movies, man.
And the funny thing is, Nicolas Cage is a big actor. They come out of nowhere, too.
Yeah.
Like you they go under the radar. Like
there's no publicity. You know, anybody talking about it. No trailers. No nothing.
Hey, I don't... Maybe he's doing it in his backyard, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe he really is Superman. He builds, like, the Solitude of Fortress or something like that. Solitude of Filming or something. I gotta get around to watching those on Netflix or whatever. I think it's Rage is one of them.
Okay.
I think it is. I can't remember the name of that one. That one's on Netflix. So I'll check these out because they've gotten some of the worst reviews of the year. They like 0 to 7% and shit. So, you know. Well, definitely gotta check those out. Come the worst of list of the year. So.
Speaking of the worst of, man, did you get a chance to see The Best of Me?
Oh.
I just want to hear your thoughts on it, because you know damn well I ain't stepping anywhere near a theater.
Man, fuck that movie, man. Fuck that movie. I felt so bad for James Marsden, because we had just got done talking about him.
Yeah, exactly. We were like, oh, he never got a fair shot.
Man, as much as I hate those X-Men films, I was like, yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Cody. His acting, I will not talk shit about that, because they didn't give him shit to do. They literally just stuck him in some love triangle and saying, hey, look, you're just going to die at the end of this anyway, so don't worry about it, whatever. Cyclops, the best character arc ever. I go watch this movie, man. And the funny thing is, the wife, she got mad at me because she likes to go to these movies with me, and I didn't take her with me, and she got mad at me. She was like, oh, you left without me with her. I was like, look, I did that for your own best. I did this for a reason why I left you behind, okay? And you would be thanking me because this movie was fucking dog shit.
Oh, my God, dude. It did not surprise me.
Funny thing is, I don't know if I have to edit that review or not. It's going to people. It'll go up tomorrow, but I don't know if I have to edit that because there is a pause in the middle of that, and that's not editing problems or internet connection problems. That's just me at a loss for words.
Oh, really?
Normally I have a stutter thing go, but then this one I just went and I looked at the track on Garage, and I just looked at it and was just like, and I just made up, so I just said some shit, whatever, just go along. I was just like, yeah, what?
Man, that bad, huh?
Man, fuck that movie, man. Nicholas Sparks, man.
Is it safe to say it's gonna be on your worst of list for the year?
Man, yeah, it probably will be. It probably will be. It's up there for me with Endless Love and Winter's Tale.
Oh.
It's going to be a hard time. I mean, that's the thing, man. I'm seeing all these Christmas, man. Look like it's going to be jam-packed with movies. Mm-hmm. CJ's got a movie coming out, that bear. There's like so many movies coming out in the next 3 months or whatever in the time span. It looks like either one of these movies can replace whatever is on my list nowadays.
Yeah, it's got tons of stuff coming out each week, man. Yeah, so.
Yeah, cause, and now it seems like it's 4 or 5 movies, whatever. I mean, there was two movies that came out this week that I didn't get to go see that didn't have a screener for, which is Dear White People.
Oh, okay.
Which got great reviews on it. Yeah, that's like 97% or some shit like that. And Birdman.
Oh, yeah, Birdman.
But one of the thing I will say, I was telling Z about it, one thing I will say, best thing about those kind of movies is they will be on VOD soon, so. Yeah. So I don't have to rush out the theater to catch those since they didn't give a screen.
I know there's one movie in December you gotta rush out to see, man.
Oh, yeah. Is that Paddington Bear?
No, you know, you hear about Top 5?
Oh, that movie can go to hell. That movie can go to hell.
Look at video on YouTube. You know,
I
just play random trailers sometimes.
Yeah, I saw that on the sides.
I was like, man, what the fuck is this?
I saw it on IMDb and just pressed play to go with it, and I was just looking at it, I was like,
man.
Okay.
It's written and directed by Chris Rock, man, so that should already tell you.
Dude, I saw the poster at the theater I had to go see Fury at.
Oh, okay. Poster.
The thing was, I thought it was like an interview for Chris Rock. I thought it was an interview because obviously it was during a screener time. So I thought it was like, oh, Chris Rock's getting interviewed in the room. I was reading it. I kind of glanced through it and it said, and I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck what Chris Rock does. Maybe it's just some interview or something like that. And I saw everybody running that way or something like that. I was like, whatever. I got Fury going on. I'm looking forward to that movie. When I came out, I just stared and looked at it. And I was just like, oh, this is for some fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's funny, I think the dude is a good stand-up comedian, but when it comes to his movies, man.
Man, no, that dude is not an actor, I'm sorry.
Yeah, some comedians need to stay away from a movie screen, and he's definitely the top one up there.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the top ones, yeah.
Yeah, mainly those SNL comedians.
Yeah, that's true.
They need to stay away from fucking cameras, period. I want to say maybe the only two I could probably see something is Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader.
Yeah, just about. I used to be able to say Eddie Murphy anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I can say Adam Sandler once every 5 years, but...
Key word in that. Used to. Used to. Let's get into some questions now. Hey, man, I got some. I got one from Addicted, man. Greatest movie ever. It's funny because girlfriend was telling me she's got this white woman she works with, dates black men, she's kind of ghetto, thought Thing Like a Man 2 was great and everything, she's one of those, you know.
Okay.
So I broke down this concept when I saw Thing Like a Man 2 to the wife. I said, look, you have to understand about these black movies, when it's an all black cast, black people are gonna love it no matter what.
Most likely, yes.
And most urban people that think they black are gonna like it no matter what.
Yep. That sounds about right.
And she was like, you were goddamn right when she saw a Thing Like it. She said that movie was shit, and everybody I know likes that film. So she told me that that person loved Addicted, thought it was a great movie. and I had to break, and she broke down that logic to me, and I was like, see, that's why I'm marrying you, because you have common sense, and you're not an ignorant buffoon.
Yeah, hard to find.
Yeah, Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, wow, this sounds like some run-of-the-mill BET movie of the week shit.
Exactly what it looked like.
And that's what it was, straight to BET. You got straight to TV, straight to DVD, straight to VOD, straight to BET.
I got his own category now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got his own category. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? The time we live in is fucking correct. Ain't that a bitch, though?
Jesus Christ.
Straight to BET. I don't know if that's a positive or a negative.
Oh, it sure ain't no positive. I'll tell you that.
Jesus Christ. I feel sorry. It's a positive for some filmmakers out there that can't get a script today, and then they have to go to this shit.
Oh, man. That is just sad, dude.
I'd rather you go straight to the Country Channel.
I'd rather do Lifetime.
Yeah, I was about to say Oxygen Channel.
That'd
be even better. Shit, at least you know what to expect from that.
Yeah.
Hey, last week's episode, I got Andrew. He says, oh, P1, looks like your dream is coming true. The Marvel Civil War will be happening in between.
Oh, yes.
Happening in between this Infinity Gauntlet story. What are y'all thoughts on this comic book galore happening?
Yeah, man. I talked to CJ a bit about this, man. But I gotta get your thoughts on it.
Man, I think I said this last year. What was the last... I think it was before Thor came out. I was like, man, I would kill to see a... Because I think someone asked us a question or whatever. What storyline would you see? And I was like, I'd kill for a Civil War storyline or whatever, man. All the superheroes going up against each other. You don't really know who to root for in the category. Their size chose. I mean, there's even... I think one of the biggest events in the Civil War is when Spider-Man joined Iron Man and pretty much revealed his identity to everyone. You know, that's when Planet Hulk happened in between that, you know?
Right.
So many storylines that go in here, whatever. And I was saying, Civil War, man, I would kill to see a live adaptation of that. And, man, I don't know what to say, to be honest. I'm still at a loss for words for it, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 50-50 on it.
Excuse me. What was that?
Because obviously, it's not going to be beat for beat an adaptation of the comic storyline. With the route they were taking, well, I thought they were going to take Cap 3. I was hoping they'd finish that story off, the whole Bucky thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hoping for a straight bare bones Cap sequel. That's kind of what I wanted. Now you got Iron Man in here. I'm like, oh, okay, this is...
I think that might be just a cameo.
You think so?
I think way people hype... You know how this shit goes. When people hype these shits up.
$40 million plus back end. I don't... No, that's just a cameo, man.
I don't know. I think it's just a cameo. I try not to get too excited about these kind of things, the way people do or whatever and shit, because every time they do it, it just seems to be like one scene or some shit like that or whatever.
Yeah. Also, a fortunate thing, it looks like we're going to have to wait even longer to see them go up against Thanos, because apparently they're going to drag this out until Avengers 3. So,
what do you think about the Avengers 3 being split up into two films?
It could be for the best, because I always thought the Dark Knight Rises should have been two films.
Yeah, that is two films. What are you talking about? That is two films. That film should have ended when he got put in that prison. That's...
yeah, man, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
I think it's an exciting time to be a comic book fan.
Yeah, so if that's what they need to get their story across and tell it to its full effect, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course it's not going to be a straight adaptation, because the main characters that they don't have would be the Fantastic Four, who pretty much played the part of shipping the Hulk out. The Hulk doesn't need to be in there, obviously, because he wasn't during this time. So, like I said, the biggest thing was Peter Parker joining.
Yeah, Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah, but at this point, I don't think nobody gives a fuck about Spider-Man in the movie.
The thing is interesting they bring this up, because we've been hearing all this talk about the rights might be going back, or they might try to deal with Sony or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe.
I think, see, that's the thing, too. In the comics and the shows and stuff like that, that was a big thing. But in the movie universe, I wonder if anybody really gives a fuck at this point, because I'm so done with Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. I'm so done with Spider-Man that I personally wouldn't give a shit if this Spider-Man came over to the Avengers and did some shit like this. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Just someone get his ass out of here now, whatever and shit. Had the movies been better than what they were, then I'd probably be more excited about that. I know the audience is going to be excited about it, but for me, I'm just kind of like, yeah, this is something, like, obviously, you've seen the poster on my wall, like, The Amazing Spider-Man where Gwen Stacy's dead. That's one of my favorite Spider-Man books and shit. And to watch that movie be the shit that it was, it's just like, yeah, when you take my favorite book and turn it into this, that's that's a crime itself. And now you want to take one of my favorite storylines of the Avengers and put this same character in, and just like, hey, I could give two shits about Spider-Man being in this now at the point. I get that.
I
mean, the motherfucker had his mask off so many goddamn times in this movie. It's like, what reveal would that be anyway? At this point, like, what? No, seriously, what reveal would that be to, like, what's his Aunt May and shit like that? She already fucking knows he's Spider-Man. Come on now, let's be real. If she don't know he's Spider-Man by now, it's like, what point is that? I mean, she even pointed out, you coming here with bruises and the TV's on. Meanwhile, you see Spider-Man swinging. And it's just like, okay, bitch, if you can't put two and two together on this, I mean, damn.
That's that Superman logic.
Gwen is like, dead. Harry already knows Peter Parker is Spider-Man, so it's like, is this really gonna be revealed to anyone if he did? If they do this in there? Like, no, seriously, like he hasn't had that connection with Mary Jane yet, so.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man, I don't want to see that. So I don't want him. Matter of fact, I don't want him nowhere near this. I must be the only one that says that, because I really don't want that nowhere near that.
Yeah, I think the chances of it are slim anyway. But who knows, man? Who knows?
And that Fantastic Four. If it does
happen,
go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish it.
I was gonna say, if it does happen, it could be a completely new Spider-Man. So
I hope so. I'm with you on that. I hope so. It's a completely new fucking Spider-Man. Like, this Spider-Man just lived in this universe. And as far as the Fantastic Four go, man, with the story that's coming out for that, I don't want that Fantastic. I don't want none of that shit nowhere near this
adventure. They definitely gonna bring that.
You keep that shit over there. And I applaud Marvel Comics for just scrapping Fantastic Four books and saying, fuck right. You, fuck. I applaud that.
I'm not as a big extreme, but I look back at those set pictures of Dr. Doom, I'm like, hey, you know what? good job,
hey, man, you got to do some extreme shit to get your property back then. Hey, you do your extreme shit then, because that shit that I saw with Dr. Doom, I was like, this movie can go to hell already. This movie can go to hell. I thought it was enough when Cody sent me them fucking rock pictures, but nah, Dr. Doom, man, yeah, you didn't. It's not even a Fantastic Four movie anymore.
Oh, no, it's not, because they're just dudes with disabilities, apparently.
Like, could you imagine Miles Teller helping out Tony Stark to send the Hulk? Come on now.
I don't see that at all.
Thank you. Shit, like, okay, I don't see that shit at all. I don't see that at all. It's like, I don't, as far as the Civil War go, I think you should keep it with the characters you got. Don't try to go to these other studios and, no, I don't want to see none of these characters in here, because I think you can still put the story around it without them characters. Like I said, in the movie universe, Spider-Man's reveal ain't that big of a deal no more.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go with the whole identity thing. I think it's going to be something else. Because not everybody has, pretty much none of them has secret identities, so.
Yeah, let's be real. None of them have secret identities. I'm interested to see Captain America 3 now, though, whatever and shit, because, well, actually, I'm more interested to see Avengers 2 now, if anything, because I'm assuming this is where this shit is all going to break out, because, you know, obviously Tony Stark creates Ultron.
Yeah.
Captain America was already having problems with this kind of shit. That's why he let S.H.I.E.L.D. die. Now Tony Stark did this. I can see where the beef is coming in. So I want to know what's gonna happen, man. I got a lot of questions. I love this. I'm a fan of the Comic Book Times. I'm hearing that Batman v Superman is putting in the female Robin. Signing times to be a comic book fan right about now. As far as stories goes, now will they deliver? Hope so. I'm not talking go.
That's all you have. All we can do is hope. We
got a long ass time to go anyway. I might be dead for then.
That's very true.
I mean, this shit ain't popping out to like, what, 2018 and shit?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, Cap 3 comes out 2016.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Avengers 2, man, that's a long time still for me.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah, period.
That's a long fucking time. Man, we barely in fucking October and gotta wait till May, man. I'm just trying to see the fucking movie, especially since that leaked footage got out that was at Comic-Con, that got out the New York Comic-Con, about the scenes from the Avengers 2 where Iron Man fighting the Hulk and shit in the Hulkbuster suit and the whole them trying to pick up the hammer and nobody could do it, and then Captain America picked it up and it moved a little. Then it cuts to that scene where Ultron's in the background. He lights up and he says, "None of you are worthy" and shit. And then next, you know, they wake up and the shield is broken and shit. I'm just like, all right, man. I'm trying to avoid as much news as possible, but y'all fucking with my emotions now. Playing with my emotions now, man. And then, you know, this whole, on both sides, DC and this, whatever, they fucking with me, man. I don't want to hear none of this shit. They don't come out for another fucking year and shit. It's like, I don't want to hear none of this shit. Yeah, keep that shit.
It's like you just turn your computer off. It ain't gonna happen.
Hell no, I ain't gonna have it because the shit's all over the fucking internet. I just turn it on. It's like, oh, hey, female Robin's like, God damn it. I kind of wish I wouldn't have known that, to be honest.
What can you do?
Yeah, you can't get around it, but whatever. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited for some movies, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. It is exciting times, man. Exciting times, that's for sure.
The one movie I am excited about for is Aquaman. I can't wait to see that shit.
Man, you know what? I keep thinking about Aquaman, dude. I don't think it's impossible to make it cool, man.
It's not hard. I'm gonna say that.
I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think
honestly, so. I don't. If you just had that shit at the end of the sea the entire time, make some badass visuals, get a cool story, captivating story.
That's
not hard, man. I don't think it's hard.
It's not hard. I don't think it's hard at all. I just think it's going to be goofy as fuck. That's
about to it's going to be goofy. You got to do it in the water. You just fix the dolphins and shit. Yeah, ain't all around, man.
Motherfucker going to be Echo 2. Motherfucker going to be that dolphin from that Sega Genesis game. Oh, Echo the Dolphin. I can't wait. I can't wait for that shit. Hey, so if I'm not mistaken, either you or CJ told me that that Shazam movie ain't gonna be part of that universe.
Oh, I was saying they didn't like outright state that it was gonna be part of the universe or not. That's still on the fence.
Okay.
Them said otherwise, so I have no idea what's going on with that.
One thing I do got a question. All the movies they could have came up with and really Suicide Squad was the one that came up on their list.
Yeah.
Like all the stories, like in DC and that universe right there, has tons of more fucking storylines than Marvel ever does, and that's the one they come up with, the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, honestly, I never really cared about the Suicide Squad.
Same here.
What keeps me intrigued is the casting, or the proposed casting.
Yeah, I'm not even I've never been a fan of the Suicide Squad. I always thought that was just like some run of the mill throwaway film or whatever and shit. And
yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we'll see. Hopefully they make... I'm hoping David Ayer make it interesting.
Yeah. That's another thing. Is that going to be tied to the universe too? Or is that not going to be tied to it? Because that would make no sense if it's not.
It really would. I mean, okay. Yeah. I think the one thing they got to get right in their universe is timelines.
Right.
Because it seems like their timelines is all over the place right now. And if they can tie in like the next two movies, which I think is Dawn of Justice and Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah. Those come out like...
Same year, right?
Yeah, like with a few months of each other, yeah.
So if those movies tie in, then I think that at least... That's the main problem that I think that they have going on. Is like, you know, you got older Bruce Wayne here and stuff, but yet it seems like everything else in this universe is going on back when everything was younger and everything, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Did that Batman movie get pushed back, too?
They said they have Batman and Superman movies on the docket, but they don't have release dates for them yet.
I remember I thought that was 2019 as well.
Yeah, that was the first report, but I don't know how true that was, but yeah.
That got replaced with Green Lantern, and I was like, what the?
That shit come out to 2020, goddamn.
They got, okay. Do you want me to give a fuck or not? I mean, Jesus Christ. Do you want me to give a fuck?
Man, what I was shocked about is Shazam ain't coming out to 2019. That's the one they've been talking about primarily.
I thought that was going to be the first one, yeah.
Yeah, like, didn't you find out it was 2019? I'm like, goddamn, really? Like, okay.
All these release dates are fucking me over right about now. I'm just like, seriously. Yeah, I don't have time for this shit. I don't like waiting. I'm impatient.
Yeah, you know, maybe write that one. Don't even fucking talk about it. I don't even want
to
hear about it.
Thank you. Don't show no teaser. I don't need to see any of that shit. Just get your production up, get it going or whatever shit. I don't need to. Like, I saw this photo of Henry Cavill in a goddamn jacket just walking. I'm just like, I don't need to see that shit. I don't need to see any of that shit. Or the news. Disney gave, or Marvel gave Robert Downey Jr. the A to the Avengers. Like, I don't want to hear.
Okay.
Talking about like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. owns Marvel now. It's just like, no, he brings in $1 billion. I don't see a problem with them giving him a set piece. So that's not necessarily news. Like, don't you think Robert Downey Jr. makes too much? It's like, no, his movies bring in the most money. So I don't see a problem with that at all. Actually.
He's almost the sole reason Marvel is successful as it is today.
So. Yeah, because I got into an argument with that about somebody. They was like, I just think Robert Downey Jr. is too greedy and he makes more than he should be sharing with the rest of the team. I'm just like, you do realize all his movies bring in more money than all of the other teammates, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't see what a problem is at that at all. If your movie makes more than what everybody else, then I don't see why you should not get paid more. I mean, isn't his movie in the highest grossing films of all time, which was Iron Man 3, so
yeah.
Compared to Cap, Thor, Hulk, or anything else, so I'm just saying. I mean, I'd be pissed if I wasn't making the most and I did that. I mean, right?
Hell yeah.
So there ain't no fan favorite or nothing like that. That's just fucking logic.
Yeah, it's basic logic. That's all it is.
We could be at a job working together, Cody. Cody does a shitload more work than me. I sit on my ass all day, and I get paid more than Cody. Would you not be pissed?
Oh, yeah, I'd be pissed. What the hell?
There you go, man. It ain't fucking greed shit.
You go
to your boss, tell him, hey, look, he don't do nothing, whatever, and your boss just look at you and be like, get your ass back to work. And he's like, okay. Hey, Roland Winchell, man, he says, do you guys ever get nervous or freeze up when recording these shows or review? Shit, yeah, wait till you hear tomorrow. Just shaking my damn head. That should have been a video. We were just, you know what I
mean. Best review for Vampire Sucks.
Oh,
just him looking.
That's the same exact feeling I had when I saw it. It was just like, greatest review ever. Fuck you. No, I never ever get nervous.
No, not here either. It's just basically just us talking like we normally do. We're just recording it, sharing it with everybody else. So.
Yeah, and that's the power of editing.
Yeah.
Then again, I don't never really edit out any of our conversations, so.
Okay, is that too?
Yeah, unless we like the recording just stops and I just like cut out the last word just so we can pick up where we left off. Other than that, but no, I don't never cut out our conversations and shit like that. So I let everything go as smoothly as it is because, like Cody said, it's just our normal conversations what we have.
Yep.
And mainly we just answering questions from you guys anyway. So
yeah, that's right.
There is no right or wrong answers. It's just opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And Google.
Yeah. Can't forget Google.
Now, as far as the freezing up part, I don't know.
I can't say I do either. So unless y'all notice something, I don't. But
I know CJ does in his 6-minute Avengers review.
Or he falls asleep.
Yeah. Or he keeps putting that camera zoomed in on his face. I need to implement that technique in one of these spot shows.
Right.
Just do that somehow. Hey, but he got a comment, a reply back from Sean. He said, especially the reviews. P1, since you're doing them by yourself these days, do you freeze up? Do you plan on getting another co-host to join for reviews, or are you comfortable doing them on your own now? The reviews are convenient for me to do on my own because, you know, obviously I've seen them before some people, so I can do them whenever the fuck I feel like it.
Right.
So it's just easier to get them out. And most of the time, I like to do it right after I did, like, Fury. I did that right after I left the screener, and it was late, and I did that, so... I was so pumped up, so sometimes I like to do it, but sometimes I'll just wait like 2 days or whatever, but it all depends on my schedule. The thing about getting a co-host for those is I have to blend in well with their schedule as well. As far as freezing up, no, I mean, as far as freezing up goes, just remembering scenes, if you like something you was like, oh, I thought it was amazing, but you forgot it, maybe that's the only part about freezing up I think of, so.
It depends if the movie's very forgettable, then it's hard, you know, to recollect. Exactly went on.
And sometimes that really sucks too, because if it's a really bad movie and you just want to talk about this one scene that was like fucking ridiculous and you forgot it, I always beat myself up for those or whatever. I know I've done that in like a couple of reviews this year where I was like, fuck, I forgot to talk about that scene or whatever. I was like, that part was fucking ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, I did do that, and I just went back and edited that part in. I just fucking did a edit part there and just edited it in there. It was like, made it fit well. I was just like, yeah, that part gonna get brought up, goddammit. So, yeah, that was that. As far as looking for another cut, no. I think I'm fine here. Cody wants to join our reviews, and that's fine.
Yeah, but yeah, I hop on occasionally, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah, mainly Cody, for him, is mainly gonna be summer movies. Maybe the big blockbusters and shit like that.
Right.
I don't expect him to go see shit like Best of Me or whatever the fuck that piece of shit was called.
Hell no. Hell no.
I'd have to pay Cody double for that or something.
Yeah.
Triple, if he don't blow his fucking brains out of his head. Because I walked out the last 10 minutes.
Oh.
It might have been 20. I lost track of time. I'm not going to lie. My battery died on my phone, and I was like, you know what?
You didn't get to see that awesome ending I've heard so much about?
Man, I saw it was getting to that part, and then when I saw it, I was just like, you know what? No, hell no. No, you did this to me last time, nigga Sparks, and it's not flying by this time. So as I was making my way down the stairway, it happened. Yep.
Jesus.
That awesome ending. I was like, I should have sat by the door this time. I knew I should have sat by the fucking door. And then you hear that crappy fucking pop music kicking in the background. You're just like,
oh, damn, they have that in there too? Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it was very beautiful. It was very subtle. I was,
as subtle as Michael Bay introducing Magic Dragons in that last show.
No, hell no. It was so subtle. I wish my phone was working so I could have, like, you know, got the track of it together.
The movie just stops just so you can hear this goddamn song.
Mm-hmm. I was so into that. Yeah. Plus I had to piss so bad, man. It was just like, it was a lot of elements was beating me up on this part. So
man, I cannot wait to hear this review.
Yeah, fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. Holly, she says, do you guys have an idea what your top 10 list for the end of the year will look like? Or you still don't have a clue? What is one film you can guarantee will be on your best of list?
I have an idea what my list is going to look like. Yeah, I think I have a good assumption.
I actually don't.
You don't?
No, I don't. Every time I think I do, a new movie comes out where I was like, God damn it.
One film I know for sure is going to be on my list, Ray 2. I know for goddamn well I stand on there.
Yeah, Ray 2 is definitely one. I don't want to give a different answer. What was the movie I saw? God damn it. I want to say, I don't know if I can guarantee Locke maybe on there.
Okay.
Mine on there. So, I don't know, but with all the other limiteds that are coming out this week, I'm like, because it looked like Birdman, from what I'm hearing, may have the potential of replacing it. So,
okay.
But I guess I can, if the for a guarantee you want, yeah, Ray 2 most likely will probably be on there.
Yeah. Got to.
As far as worst of list, Winter's Tale. That's definitely one. Fucking hate that movie.
Man, I looked at that Will Smith scene on YouTube. I just had to see it for myself. What the fuck
was they talking about, right? What was they talking about?
I know I'm watching out of context, but man, I was like, okay, what?
You lost, wasn't you?
Yeah.
And this is coming from someone that's seen a scene. I saw the whole fucking movie and was still lost. Like, I almost amend people to go see the film just so I don't feel like I'm stupid, because Lehu agreed with me that he got fucking lost, but yet he still gave it a pass. So I'm just like, if it don't make any sense, then why the fuck would you give it a pass? Oh, the acting then was decent. No, the acting wasn't decent.
Man, what the hell was Will Smith doing in that goddamn movie, man?
Why was there a fucking flying horse in that movie? I was fucking completely baffled and lost. And Colin Farrell just wakes up in present day time or some shit. Like, I'm just like, so is this a fantasy sci-fi film? Like, what? There was no explanation to nothing that went on in that film. I was just like, I'm so confused and lost by the end of the movie. I was dozing off and shit.
Yeah, it might be that Doctor Strange prequel. You know, Colin Farrell's up for the role, man.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Man, I don't get that. Like, Winter's Tale, man, that is definitely on my worst of list, so.
Winter's Tale, I gotta see this whole thing, dude. It just sounds so baffling.
It baffled the fuck. That is the one movie this year that has baffled the fuck out of me. It's like, I didn't understand a damn thing that went on. And usually, I have an understanding of what mostly goes on in films or something like that, but in this one, this shit has so much going on that I got lost, and I was just like,
man, that's.
And seeing it late night, and it's boring too, so it's putting you to sleep, so you just kind of like,
oh god, that's worse.
Yeah, it's like, it's boring and confusing at the same time. You don't know what's going on, and then you got Will Smith character coming in, and he's supposed to be playing Lucifer, so you just like, okay, is he the devil? What?
Yeah, some of the little shitty CG effect he had on there, yeah. Was alluding to him being the devil. So, yeah.
What was, like, that scene made no sense for him to pop up in there. It was just like, and then the dialogue he was talking about, I was like, what the hell does that got to do with what's going on here? I thought this was a simple love story. I thought it was a simple love story of this dude dying or something like that, or being frozen and coming back in present day time to find out the woman that he fell in love with so many years ago. She would get reincarnated another body or some shit like that, and they were supposed to, you know, come together, something like that. There are so many angels and demon shit going on here. You just like, and this white horse that keeps appearing, that apparently is the whole connection between the past and the present. I'm just like,
man, you know what this sounds like? This sounds like a new not millennium, I guess. This decade's version of Southland Tales.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's Southland Tales mixed with a bunch of other shit in it. Was Will Smith supposed to be replacing Dwayne Johnson?
I guess so.
No, okay. Sure, them niggas look alike, right? It's like, no, they don't look alike at all, actually. Whatever. I think they do. Yeah, but Winter's Tale, man, that movie baffled the fuck out of me. So, yeah. Cody, you think you got a top 10 worst of list?
Top 10 worst of? I don't know if I have a top 10 worst of. Maybe. I know I got top 5, sure. Definitely, yeah, easily. But top 10, yeah, I might.
Oh, we'll see by the end of the year then, people. You got to wait.
We'll see.
We'll have to see. I can't wait for that. Denise, she said, damn, P1, you've been putting up a lot of content in the past 2 weeks. I'm new to the site and was looking at the calendar and saw content for every day. You goddamn right. It's like 5 fucking movies of this. So, yeah. I want to start my own blog soon and was wondering, do you think more content is a good or bad thing? Do you think the more content, some things may get overlooked? Love what you guys do, so keep up the great work.
Thank you, Denise.
Yeah, thank you very much, Denise. You bring up some interesting points about that. I will give you that. I used to think that at first, when we first started this. But, you know, I guess when you're looking for numbers and stuff like that, you need to have something going up because we've said it plenty of times on this site or whatever. You can easily get overlooked as far as a site or a podcast, right, man, because there's so many other options to choose from. And it ain't like we some new age podcast or anything. Like, we're just a movie podcast. And how many movie podcasts are there, Cody?
Tons.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like we're doing anything different here. We're doing what we do, and the people that tie along with us, that's who the people that's going to tie along with us or whatever.
Yeah.
It's mainly on how you, when you listen to podcasts, is you looking for informative or entertaining. And I don't think, I'm not going to speak with Cody, but I don't think my black ass is smart enough to be informative. So... I can barely remember my own goddamn dates, let alone remember dates of when the fucking DC movies are coming out. So, I would prefer to... I always say to people, I think it's better to be more entertaining than informative, because anybody can be informative, but it takes a key to be entertaining.
Right.
And entertaining is if you can overlook a lot of things. If, say, me and Cody are wrong or a lot of the questions we just answered right now, if we're entertaining, you'll still enjoy it.
Yeah. Or just write a comment and tell us to go fuck ourselves, too.
Yeah, and you will enjoy it even in that part. You'd be like, these guys don't know what they're talking about. And you can still get entertainment out of that. I mean, we say that plenty of time when we watch a lot of bad movies and we talk about them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Transformers, we can get a laugh out of that shit of how stupid it is and be angry at it at the same time or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy, yeah. So many emotions. Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, so the problem with those movies is they go on too fucking long to the point that make you angry.
Jesus.
If they were shorter, maybe you can have a laugh as far as saying how stupid, but they keep going on, and they just be like, okay, you can stop now. You can, it's no longer fun. You can stop. Okay, fuck you, Michael Bay.
Exactly.
So that's his problem. as far as content getting overlooked, I do think that sometimes, and I've seen it sometimes happen on here or whatever. There's so much. I've seen... where, you know, Throwback Tuesday or The Darkness or even Movie Spoilers for that matter get overlooked because there's so much stuff that goes on in the middle of it. And mainly, sometimes it's the reviews. The reviews are sometimes overshadow sometimes the podcasts.
Right. And it's getting even tougher now because you got all these movies coming out.
Yeah, with Oscar season.
So, yeah, you got to sandwich that in and got these other stuff, these extracurricular podcasts. So it's like, it's tough, but, hey, you got to keep it coming. So.
And people love those special podcasts, too.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, those Golden Globe shows or any award show recaps and stuff like that. So those definitely can overlook, you know, if it goes up before, like, Throwback Tuesday or The Darkness or Movie Spoilers or whatever shit. It'll probably most likely overshadow that podcast the following day. That's why I try to give a day to a podcast itself.
Right.
And post it somewhere in the around 12 to 1, around that time. So it has a full whole day to at least grab whatever attention it's going to get. Because I know a lot of people say, oh, you could put this up the same day. I'm just like, no, I let that get what it's getting. And then the next day, I'm like, I'm in no rush. That's why, like, on my calendar, it'll say whatever. And I try my best not to put two podcasts up in one day. And if I have to, then, which is mainly sometimes it's the reviews. Because I know last week I had two reviews going up a day. So, because there were just so many fucking reviews. And reviews go up, obviously, between Saturday and Monday. So... you know, Fridays are Gotham recap, Thursdays Movie Spoilers episode, Wednesdays The Darkness, Tuesdays Walking Dead, Wednesdays is Walking Dead recap, and Tuesdays Throwback Tuesdays, and Mondays usually it's reviews if it's three or more, and sometimes Darkness at the movies as well. I try to keep it that way because, you know, obviously I'm not trying to get overlooked or anything, but I think everything gets as much attention as it can or whatever. I know some things that's getting overlooked in a while, and that's just necessary because it is, like I said, it's Oscar season, so some people are going to be looking for the reviews like Gone Girl or Fury or whatever movies, Kill the Messenger and shit like that, so.
Yep.
So, that's just the way it goes. Sometimes you got to take that chance. If I was you, Denise, I don't know what you're doing or whatever, but if I were you, I wouldn't start off that way. I would build an audience first.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because if you start off that way, people just be like, oh, you got so much content, I don't know what to listen to, and I don't know who this person is. I think by now I'm allowed to do something like that, even though I still choose not to. But after 3 years of doing it, I think me and Cody are safe to say we can do that now.
Yeah, she's a newbie, too. She won't overwhelm herself with so much content either, so.
Exactly. Sometimes a lot of content isn't always a good thing, but I think that one of the best things about our site, too, I will say this, our podcasts are kept at an hour and a half. Hour and a half. I don't think either one of them goes over 2 hours, maybe. If not, it'll land right on 2 hours.
Yeah, rarely.
Yeah, and then the reviews are at least 15 to 20 minutes, so. I know I listen to some podcasts or whatever, like some gaming podcasts I listen to or whatever and shit. Like, I always forget the names of it. I got a PlayStation podcast and a Microsoft podcast or whatever. They usually go over 2.5 hours, and sometimes I can get an hour in on my drive. And then the other hour and a half, it'll have to be, like, random throughout the day, like, minutes, yeah. Tidbits and shit like that.
Right. Yeah, I think that hour and a half mark, I think that should be the ballpark we aim for.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, the perfect time.
And I think we do a good job of that on this show, especially with all the questions we got on this fucking show.
Yeah. Questions, and you got the box office shit, and then we got to throw out a little bullshit weekend and whatnot, so, yeah.
Yeah, so Denise, you keep it sort of simple. Then when you build that audience, and that's when you know. How do you know when you build that audience? I don't fucking know. Maybe you get nominated for an award or something like that. Which, by the way, I need to check because I think we're at 2 million views now.
Really?
Yeah. So if that is correct, which I need to do to check that, if that is correct, then I have reached my goal, and I'm happy now, and I can just relax.
Folks, last
Boost Force
podcast.
There you go. This new site has been up since May of last year, and if we're already at 2 million, then I've made 2 million in less than a year and a half, then I'm happy then. So if that is true, then I need to check that. So that is the natural goal of that, whatever. But let's move on to some other questions here.
Let's keep coming.
Got about 2 more left. Book of Life review. My man Daryl, he says, it's probably because it's just voice acting and not live action. He must be referring to my comment I made.
Oh, about the Christian Bale thing.
Yeah, ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Somebody told me, I didn't even know that was Chantel. I was like, really? Come on now. Who else fucking talks like a dumbass? Come on. He says, voice acting, not live action, but I don't want to sound like a snob. Do you think voice acting is just as hard as physical performing? Yes.
Yeah, I would say so.
Sometimes I think it's harder, to be honest.
Yeah, because you got a it's more imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas opposed, you know, live action, you got sets, you got actual people there, whatnot, you got people telling you what to do. When you do a voice acting, it's like what you're in a room basically,
and
pretty much in your head.
Yeah, and we've seen some animated movies where it's gotten by decent, even if the voice acting wasn't that great, and like, you know. But we've seen some animation movies where the voice acting, it was just like, you can feel stuff coming from this guy's emotions and the mocap and everything off of him and stuff like that. And I think that's a lot harder to do than any live action actor can do, possess, or because anybody can make those emotions, but to make those in just voice acting, we're not going on. I mean, we've seen that with the movie Her.
Yeah.
That was a damn addition. I felt so much more for Scarlett Johansson in that film than I did any other woman that year.
That's true. If you look back at another performance, Hugo Weaving, you didn't see his face. You remember V for Vendetta?
V for Vendetta, yes. I felt a lot for that character as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I think that I think you get more emotion from voice acting as well.
Yeah, in some cases, I can see that.
Yeah, I know this really ain't too much voice acting in it, more mocap, but Caesar.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I feel more for him than I do any other human being in those movies.
Thank you.
And I say that for both of them, too. It's like, yeah. Caesar, man, I don't care how good the acting is for any actor in those films, whatever. I feel more emotion for Caesar than I ever do, and most of the time it's just him pointing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said it before in The Hobbit. Hate those movies, whatever. But Gollum, man.
That sequence was fantastic.
Gollum, man, is fucking... He's an incredible fucking looking character or whatever. And his emotions, and he adds so much emotion and drama to the film or whatever. And it's just like... Yeah, I felt more for that character than I did anything. I mean, I've gotten more emotions out of him. I was scared. I felt sorry for him at times. You know, he seems fun or whatever, but he seems fucked up at the same time. I mean, I got more emotions from him than I do most fucking human characters.
Yeah.
I think voice acting is a lot harder to pull off. They say you don't want to sound like a snob. I know some people that say, oh, voice acting ain't nothing. That's easy. I'm just like, eh. I wouldn't say that personally. I think that shit is hard, to be honest. Because here you have this movie here. Channing Tatum, man. I can say both Channing Tatum and Ice Cube for that matter.
Oh, I forgot Ice Cube was in this goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck is writing his lines, but he needs to start telling people, you need to stop telling me to write fucking Today Was a Good Day, goddamn it.
Oh my god. Everybody had a reference to that. Oh,
I mean, that shit's in the trailer and everything, but still, somebody. Does he work with the same writers or what? But he needs to. I know he's just collecting the page and he's like, fuck it, I don't care. They wrote this for me, I'll say it or whatever. But he needs to tell the next writer if they have him say that. Look, I don't want to say that no more, goddamn it.
I think we're just recording this next to the 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Tim just walked over. Like, oh, fuck it. Hey, we ain't doing nothing.
Like, kids will know what the fuck that means anyway. like they supposed to fucking catch that fucking reference. Like, cause that's most of the people that's going to see fucking Ice Cube movies or whatever shit. I mean, even 22 Jump Street and shit like that, it's going to be, like, mainly teenagers and shit like that. It's going to be some adults in there, but mainly the teenagers are the main ones going to go see it and shit. Like, they're going to fucking know what Today Was a Good Day meant. That ain't make any goddamn sense. So, yeah, I'm a voice actor, man. I think that's really hard to do.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you.
Last question I got here is from Fury, man.
Fury.
Cole Echoes. Kind of fucked up name.
What's his name?
Cole Echoes.
Cole Echoes?
Cole Echoes.
Okay, I'm looking at it. Is it Cole
Echoless? Echoless? Echoles. Echoles.
What the fuck is dude's name?
He's a Greek mythology. He's like goddamn Achilles.
He should be one of those dad.
Yeah. He should have been Troy.
Seriously.
Damn, he should be in 300, bro, with that name. Echoles. I see it, Echoles. Yeah, there we go. I'm going with that.
That sounds badass, actually.
Cole Echoles. All right, don't even write Cole next time. Just put Echoles in there. Oh, that sounds badass, bro. He says, I know it's early, but do you guys have any picks for best male lead? After seeing this film, I'm definitely going with Brad Pitt. His movie was extreme, and you're right, people, and David Ayer knows how to not hold back in scenes.
Best male lead, man. I wouldn't know where to start, man. I have no idea.
Man, it's going to be hard this year because most of the movies that I see that's coming out in the nearby future, they don't really look like they're, you know, those Oscar nominated films. I said it last time, man. Last year's summer was so horrible that the fall, man, was really fucking amazing and incredible. And that was just hard to say. I don't know who would win this. But now it's just like the summer was so incredible. The fall is kind of, I mean, every now run-of-the-mill films or whatever. But... Yeah. I mean, we're not nowhere near the end of it yet, but still, some of the stuff that's come out is just like, yeah, but I don't see really this as, I guess in comparison of last year, I don't really see how this could stand up, but, which probably means it's probably going to be a boring Oscars this year.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Yeah, you know the Oscars pissed me off that one year where they did that James Bond, but I was like, okay.
I was like, wow, this is what y'all put up.
This is your anniversary for it. This is how you do a tribute,
man,
to it.
This is a slap in the face, dude.
This is a fucking, yeah, it's an insult, huh? It was the worst tribute ever. I was like, wow, why'd you even have Adele there?
Yeah, dude, one of the most iconic franchises of all time. This is, okay.
Instead, we went over how many dead people for an hour?
Yeah.
With these bad skits and shit like that. I'm just like, how many times did we get to see Seth MacFarlane get up there and fucking dance his ass off? It was like, okay.
That's
nice, Seth. We know you can dance and sing. We already know that from your crappy fucking movies. we don't need to see you do that on scene. I actually wanted to see that performance.
Right.
Especially when Goldfinger came on and, you know, why didn't they just go straight to Goldfinger? Why didn't they just go straight to Adele after that? That didn't make any fucking sense. I was like, why? It took like an hour after that to get to the Adele. I was just like, is this really a tribute or is this just like scenes?
Like, who the fuck planned this out, man?
Like, because it kicked in and said, the James Bond tribute or the 50th anniversary. They had, what's that bitch? They had Halle Berry come out and shit, remember?
Yeah, oh my God, that's right.
the worst, one of the worst James Bond girls ever to have her came out. And then, why didn't you just have Daniel Craig come out and just, like, introduce or something? Like, they had the worst Bond girl come out and shit.
Daniel Craig saw the plane, he was like, you know what, fuck this.
No, nah, fuck that. they should have had Sam Mendes come out and do something like that, whatever.
Yeah, at least.
Because since he's the one that's fucking taking over the franchise, they should have had him come out, introduce, hey, this is what's going on, this is the song, we got Goldfinger coming out. And, you know, they should have cut out that scene, and, like, Adele should have came on while she was singing Goldfinger and kept writing the Skyfall or whatever and shit. I was like, yeah.
Perfect sense.
That's how you do a fucking tribute. Not this. Matter of fact, they didn't even do the whole song Goldfinger, and then when it cuts off, it goes, we'll be right back after these commercials.
Like, what?
Seth MacFarlane will be back and whatever. And I'm just like, what? Where's Adele at? I was looking, I was like, I remember them programming that stage ahead. She was going to perform tonight. What was going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, if they do some shit like that again, man, that was... but if I had to pick one right now, I'm going to go with Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, that's going to be mine.
Okay. I know my pick. It's a movie coming out next week, man. See No Evil 2, man. Okay, he's going to bring it.
See No Evil 2? Oh, that come out next week? Yes, that too.
See, okay, he's going to bring it, man.
Kane's going to bring it, man. He's going to bring back the horror genre, man. Damn, I did see No Evil 1. My brother had bought it on DVD, and I watched it with him.
Oh, my God.
That movie was ridiculous. And it was funny because I was like, yo, that Kane, he has a premise as far as a horror icon, the look of it goes.
Right.
It's got some fucked up idea, but then they try to get into a story.
Jesus.
That story was stupid as fuck. What do you think of, that wrestling, WWE, didn't they produce the new Leprechaun Origin movie?
I heard that shit was awful, but yes, they did produce that.
I saw it on the Blu-ray shelf next to Edge of Tomorrow. I was like, huh. I kind of want to check that out, actually. But I was like, I don't want to check that one out until I got to buy it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm going to go with, Jeremy Renner, all the way.
Yeah, I have no idea who I'll pick so far, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, man, got to wait and see, man. Hey, man, I do recommend checking out Jeremy Renner's performance in Kill the Messenger.
Yeah. That's on my list.
That performance.
I got a shitload of movies to catch up on, so that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. That definitely, his performance in it was, I was like, man, he really stood out. It was about time he stood out, too, in one of these films, because, man, that dude's been getting the shaft in these movies.
Man.
I mean, we brought up, what was it, Bourne Legacy. I was like, man, they was like, oh, Jeremy Renner's bad. I was like, he never got a chance to be bad or good.
Nope. You wouldn't know that.
you wouldn't know what the fuck he was or whatever, because the camera stayed more focused on Edward Norton than anything.
Edward Norton, that picture of Matt Damon.
Yeah, the ID picture of Matt Damon. Edward Norton in a fucking room talking to people and shit. He's just like, all right, when he was getting some action. And then every now and then you see Jeremy Renner just like sliding down a wall or some shit like that. He's just like, okay, if they really trying to build a new franchise off this character, they actually need to build a background story for this character.
Thank you. You actually have to make him into an actual character.
Not give Edward Norton details about the character to tell us.
Yeah, don't just make him a set piece. Make him a goddamn fully formed character. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. I swear, man.
Yeah, that movie fucked over in so many levels and shit like that. I felt bad for Jeremy Renner, too. I was like, man, this dude. He ain't never going to get that chance. And then you thought he was going to take over Mission Impossible. Remember that?
Yeah, that was the first report. It's like, oh, yeah, he's taking over the franchise. Then they saw how they made that money. And Tom Cruise was like, yeah, the fuck you are.
Tom Cruise said, fuck you. Edge of Tomorrow didn't work out, bitch. I'm coming back for this. I don't think Oblivion worked that well, too, for him.
No, Oblivion, they just have modest returns. So.
Yeah, I think it just made his money back. It didn't really do, like, well. And Jack Richard, it was cheap enough to make his money back and
stuff like that.
Funny thing is, I thought all those were Jack Richard, I thought was a good movie. Edge of Tomorrow, I think, is one of the best movies of the year, if anything. And Oblivion, I thought it had the Tron Legacy effect.
Yeah, it's just felt kind of empty, lifeless.
Yeah, it was lifeless in the story and shit like that. But, man, the music and the scenes and Tom Cruise, I thought all that was great. And I was like, man.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I was like, this is a beautiful fucking world, and the score they got playing in the background fits it very well.
Could you imagine if that guy ever gets his hands on a good script, man?
Dang it. And, you know, it seemed like the movie was relying on Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman to put some life into the shit. I'm just like, no, they can't do that, okay?
I forgot Morgan Freeman's in that damn movie.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman wearing his fucking dark, coming out like he was fucking Batman and shit like that.
I was happy to see he actually had a haircut, so.
Yeah, finally, he didn't have them nigga naps and spider webs all over the fucking place, shit. He didn't have them from firecracker snakes rolling around his head and shit like that. He actually got out of the bed and did something with himself today, so. I was happy about that as well. But, man, let's get into, man, it's time to get into the, oh! Oh, shit! It is the. It is the movie spoilers box office talk, baby. Man, the number five film, Cody, your favorite film of the year. Best of Me.
Best of you, best of all of us.
It brings out the best in all of us. That brought in $10.2 million, man, on a budget of $26 million. So it made half his budget back. Ain't that a bitch? I like how they titled this romance movie, too. Hey, man, number four film is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Damn, that's a long title. And, man, he brought in $12 million, dude. He's bringing it in gentle like Idris Elba does. The budget on that, I think we even talked about it then. It was gonna stay in here for a while. Budget on that was $28 million over here. It's got $36.8 million overseas, $6.6 million, $43 million worldwide. Nope. And you know Disney is saying, we know how to make money, bitch. Learn from us.
Or on his way out, Hero 6.
Mm-hmm. Or like Jesse Pinkman would say, Gatorade me, bitch. Yo, money me, bitch. That's what Disney's saying. Shit. Number three film, man, brought in $17 million, and that's The Book of Life. Budget on this was $50 million. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know. I don't think this movie has lasting power, to be honest. It made only $8 million overseas. Worldwide, it's got $25.3 million. See, the thing is, I know this movie was fucking gorgeous. For a $50 million budget, I thought the budget on that was handled well, because I think the movie is one of the best-looking animation movies I saw this year. But I had that vibe watching the movie that the people that see this movie this weekend, they're the ones that's going to see it, and it's going to be dropping pretty fast come the next following weeks. So you know somewhere around, Guillermo del Toro's going, God damn it, why can't my movie stay in the box office longer? So, yeah, that is number three. Why don't you start making better fucking movies, then? And the movie, I had a hard time with that movie, because I actually liked the movie. And then halfway through the third act, that movie, man, it got watered down. Like, it was so much shit going on. I was just like, okay, you can tell where Guillermo stepped in.
Uh-oh.
He's just like, okay.
Has his stench all over
it? His stench was all over the shit. It was all over the goddamn shit. I was just like, all right, man, I don't really like you as a filmmaker, to be honest. I don't know why people lose their shit over you, bro. Oh, they finally released that poster for Pacific Rim 2. It's just a hole in the water. Look like it's happening, bro. That's all I gotta tell you. Oh, man. Hey. Hey, number two, man. $17.8 million. Gone Girl.
My favorite.
Gone Girl, man. That movie cost $61 million. Oh my god, it's got $107 million. Overseas, $94.5 million. Worldwide, $201 million. You know what's gonna be funny though, right? This is a Fox movie. Okay, let's say Batman and Superman don't do well. Let's say they don't do well. They're gonna bitch at Ben. So you can bring money in for Fox, but you can't bring money at us, huh? What's your problem, Ben, huh? You don't love us, huh? Give you all this equipment.
You're going to call us for today fishing, man. What's up, man? What's up? You can't do it for WB?
Can't do it for Zack Snyder? That's our boy.
Come on, man.
That's impressive for this movie, though.
Yeah.
But the movie that knocked it out this week is a Sony film. So you know Sony is like, you goddamn right.
Sony like back on top.
Yeah, Sony's like, we back on top, bitch. Brad brought us back. That's Fury, baby. $23.5 million.
The budget on that was $68 million, $23.5 million. Damn, this genre, it says war movie. No, no, I was like, okay.
That's all you need to know then, I guess.
And that movie was, it was better than what I thought. And I ain't gonna lie, I was impaled with this shit. I had a fun fucking time. That team was awesome, dude.
Oh, okay.
Shane, man, was fucking out of control, too. I love that scene where... I love that scene where Brad Pitt kept kicking him. He was just like, why you keep kicking me? He was just like, because you a dog that needs to be on a leash, and I'm here to put you on your leash. I was like, God damn. And then Shane just kind of shook his head like, yeah, well, you know, you keep kicking me, and I see what happened. Just like... Hey man, Guardians of the Galaxy, baby, stepped up as the worldwide highest grossing film. It stepped up, it passed Captain America. It's at number 4 now.
Proud of it, proud of that movie, man.
This movie is still bringing in $3 million, man.
Nice.
This movie is on its way to probably beating X-Men now. It's only a couple of million away, so it's about to be probably the number 3rd highest grossing film of the year. It's not going to catch up to Transformers, because that's a goddamn shame, but...
Yeah, you knew that wasn't going
to happen. Yeah, but... Hey, congratulations to that film, I guess. So, oh my God, Driss, are you leaving us? Oh, damn,
man.
He just left us. Oh,
man, dude, that is a Hollywood of my week, dude.
That must mean the box office is over, Cody. That's what that means. God damn. How could he do this to us? He just.
Driss, gone too soon, man. Gone too
soon. Gone, boy.
Gone, boy, there you go.
That's the sequel, yeah. That's the sequel. Gone, boy. Wouldn't it be funny the sequel they do like what 22 Jump Street did, just copy the same thing but they're in verse now?
I know, right?
Ben Affleck does it to Rosamund Pike. That'd be funny as fuck now.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, it worked for the Jump Street series. Try it out, David Fincher.
They're trying it a third time too, apparently.
Hey, as long as I think we talked about that last time. They're not keeping the same people on it, right?
No, they're not. Even Chad Ted came out and said, I don't know about this.
Now, you know it's bad if his retarded ass said that. I mean, shit, come on. I'm so sick of people saying he's becoming a better actor. I'm just like, all right, let's not push that gun just yet now, all right?
Yeah, this Foxcatcher movie. We'll see.
If yeah, when Foxcatcher comes out, then yeah, we'll do it, whatever. I heard some people tell me his accent was so good in fucking this animated movie. I'm just like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. He didn't have accent.
Then get the hopes up for that Cajun accent for Gambit. It's coming, man.
Hell no. Oh, man. I keep forgetting about that. I want to forget that, Cody. Why do you keep bringing that up to me? I want to let that go.
Oh, man. Making his debut.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I hope that movie fails.
Oh.
I hope that movie fails. I'm hoping a lot of properties fail just so it can go back to Marvel where it belongs. With his baby. Actually, Apocalypse, they were talking about Tom Hardy as Apocalypse. I'm like, I can see that.
Really? You can see that?
No. No.
Man, dude, they're oversaturating us with Hardy right now. I'm getting afraid, man. I'm getting afraid.
Well, the problem is they're oversaturating with too many comic book characters.
Yeah, because Hardy, he's attached to either his name, Doctor Strange or Suicide Squad. And now this. I'm like, man, dude, there are other actors out there. Y'all realize that, right?
He better be careful because that's what happened to Ryan Reynolds.
That's right.
Now, Tom Hardy, you had two limited release films come out this year, and they were fucking incredible. I think you should just keep it that way. I think the dude is an amazing actor as far as being the one to able to. Sometimes I think his limited films are better than his fucking wider releases, to be honest. But
I think that's the way it is 90% of the time, actually.
Yeah, 90% of the time. I think Warrior was the only one that came out and was like, oh, wow, this is fucking incredible. Too bad nobody fucking saw it, but... But, yeah, because what he did with... Because you picture Tom Hardy, that character from Warrior. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine him in Locke, calm British accent and shit on the phone, and we're just like, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is him? Shit, this ain't the dude I thought I knew, actually, whatever. So, yeah. But, man, it's getting some Blu-ray releases.
Race.
I hope he's just a rumor, though, but...
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Well, we ain't got shit really coming out this week, but...
Oh, man, you telling me I have to stay in front of Best Buy on Tuesday?
Well, you know what? You like Kate Hudson, right? You like Zach Braff, right?
Yeah, Scrap's side.
Oh, so no. Okay. Well, you like seeing them two in a comedy, right?
I couldn't really give a fuck, but okay.
You love seeing them in a dramedy now, right?
Dramedy. Well, not necessarily.
So you must want to purchase this movie, Wish I Was Here, then, huh?
Do I wish I was there?
No, you won't. You won't wish this at all, actually, upon your... Not even your ugliest child, you wouldn't wish this upon him.
Damn.
But let me tell you what you would wish upon them. Now, this is definitely one of those movies I had to check out because of the reviews are so bad on here.
Oh, boy.
And this movie is called America, Imagine the World Without Her.
And who is the woman in question?
It is a documentary. It's got Russell Reed in it. Tina Fortune, John Koopman, directed by Denisha Souza and John Sullivan. That movie is fucking horrible. You would think a documentary when you can say it's fucking horrible. It's funny because I have a documentary that might be on my best of list, which is Nas, Time, and Zone Mac, and I have about three documentaries on my I could probably put on my worst of list that I saw this year as well.
Man, I think that might be a first.
It probably will be for me. I think it will. So yeah.
You don't hear that too much. Like awful documentaries are just like. Wow.
This movie, it seemed like it was trying to put his heart in the right place, but whoever was the editor and the director on this, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing when they constructed putting this together. This shit is sloppy and amateurish as a motherfucker.
Ooh.
And mind you, it does something that you remember. I walked out of a movie earlier this year, actually two this year, that got preachy on me.
Oh boy.
This movie. Preaches to the choir like a motherfucker.
Well, definitely ain't for me. Not for me.
You know, when you're trying to preach America down foreigners' throats, and you can go to hell.
Yeah.
You can go to hell. And plus, the director on here, he's a conservative, and you know.
Well.
So you know, that goes to show you. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he did a documentary about Obama. That Obama movie, Obama's America.
2016.
Yeah. One. Yeah. And we all know how that turned out. But I know one movie you do like, though. I know an actress you like.
An actress I like, okay.
Yeah, you love her. I know you do.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you like comedy films, all right?
You give or take. I like some. Some I don't like.
You like Jennifer Aniston, right?
I'd probably like her in about two movies.
I liked her in none of them. you like Will Forte, right?
No.
He played... You don't remember who he played, dude? MacGruber.
Yeah, I remember MacGruber. Wish I didn't remember
MacGruber. I fucking hated MacGruber, too. Yes, I'm with you. he played chess. He played That's My Boy. You remember that, right?
Oh, my God.
He was in Rock of Ages. You remember that, right?
What are you trying to do to me right now?
He was an extreme movie.
God.
It was like one of them disaster movies. He was in a movie called Baby Mama.
Baby what? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure you saw that. You like beer, Cody, don't you?
Oh, you know me and craft beer, man.
He was in Beer Fest.
He wasn't Beer Fest.
I know you love Will Forte now. I just hit a common peak interest with you now. Beer and Will Forte, it all goes together now. You like Mos Def, don't you?
Yeah, I love Mos Def.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Hey, this movie's for you then. This movie's Life of Crime. This movie's for you then.
Life of Crime, okay.
You should buy that on Blu-ray. I think you're up for that.
Alright.
I think you should get that.
Will I want to get a Life of Crime after watching this damn movie?
You probably will. I didn't like that piece of shit. But, hey, man, I just saw a movie I never even heard of, but it's got 12%. I had to bring it up. Plastic, man. You want to buy that on Blu-ray?
Plastic?
Look at the genres it's attached to. Action, adventure, mystery, suspense, comedy, and drama.
It's like a sequel to Rubber.
No, it's a sequel to Hobo with a Shotgun. It's a sequel to Super. Plastic, man. Oh, man. It's got horrible reviews. But if you want to buy that, then by all means, be my guest, man.
I don't know. I guess I'm only making my trip Best Buy this week.
Well, I got a... You like James Franco, don't you? We love James Franco.
I like James Franco, man.
You want to see a directed movie of his?
possibly.
Even if it's a horrible piece of shit?
No. I don't think I want to spend my money on that.
Child of God, man. You must want to see that.
Child of God.
Yeah, and it says director of, by acclaimed filmmaker James Franco.
Acclaimed filmmaker?
I didn't know he was acclaimed.
How many movies he made? I didn't become a... filmmaker.
And plus, this is based on the novel, man, by Cormac McCarthy, Child of God.
Alright.
It talks about a violent man attempting to exist outside the social order.
Alright.
That sounds like something you'd be interested in, man. I'm just saying.
if you say so, my friend.
I like how one of the reviews says clusterfuck, and I'm reading the description here, and it says Child of God is constructed into three segments. It's probably why it's a clusterfuck, then.
Yeah, that would probably amount up to that.
Maybe James Franco got a little too ahead of himself. I don't know about Acclaimed. I don't even know how many fucking movies he did. I don't even remember.
I'm saying, man. What other movie has he done?
I know he's produced some shit, but as far as directing, I don't know about that, people.
Yeah.
You got to see this one movie he did this year. What was the name of that shit? It just came out, too. It was limited. Good People.
Good People.
It's fucking horrible. It's fucking horrible. It's got Kate Hudson in it and Anna Frail. I can see that on my worst of list. It's fucking horrible.
I ain't even heard of this goddamn movie.
Yeah, it came out in September, if I'm not mistaken. And then you got to see another movie he did, too, with Liam Neeson and Mila Kunis that came out this year, too.
Third. Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about that one.
Third Person, that's another piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and he had another movie come out this year, too. How could I forget him? This actually might be on my worst of list. You want to guarantee? Maladies.
Maladies?
Maladies. Maladies or Maladies, however you want to say it.
Okay.
That's a piece of shit right there. That is.
What was that he brought out this year, man? God damn.
Yeah, and he did one good movie this year that we haven't seen the interview yet, but that was Palo Alto.
Okay.
the one with Emma Roberts and shit.
Okay.
I think it was Emma. Yeah, it was Emma Roberts. Yeah. That one was good. So, Dan Franco, man, stepping it up from Homefront all the way to Miladies.
You turned the Nick Cage too. Okay. Jeez, I mean, people are following that path nowadays. Kind of, I got Dan Franco. Jesus.
Hey man. Well, hey, I got something positive for you. How about you like Eric Bana, right?
Man, I'm trying to remember. What was the last thing I saw Eric Bana in, man? Oh, you know, I saw him in, damn, what was that?
The Hulk?
Long Survivor.
You like Olivia Munn, right?
Not really.
Yeah, you love her. I knew it. Well, hey, how about Deliver Us From Evil, my brother?
Isn't the movie, what we call that?
Should have been Deliver Us From Some Bullshit, because this movie was fucking awful. All right, this is the movie that came out when Jason came in town.
Oh, that movie. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we was talking about that in Long Zamps, and I was like, yeah, don't ask me about that.
God, Eric Bana, man, what happened, dude?
Another Devil Possession movie for your ass.
Man, that dude should be A-list, man. He gets, fuck, dude.
It should be. Key word there, should be. Hey, man, but I got one more for you, and this is positive right here.
Okay.
It's got your boy Mark Ruffalo in there. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Mark Ruffalo, yeah, he brightened up my day all the time, man.
Yeah. Keira Knightley, she brightened up your day, right?
Hey, not really.
Adam Levine, how could he not brighten up your day, right? Haley Steinfeld, how about it?
Yeah, she's cool.
CeeLo Green, come on now.
Oh, yeah, I do a podcast with him, so yeah.
Yeah. Most Def, come on now.
Yeah, almost
nothing. Okay. CeeLo Green plays a character named Trouble Gum in here.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
He plays a musician called Trouble Gum.
You must be joking.
I'm not joking. I saw this movie.
There's not a movie out where you cast a black man as somebody named Trouble Gum. That did not happen.
Begin again, my friend. Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. Woo! Actually, the movie was good. I think I said the only problem I had was it was CeeLo Green.
Jesus Christ.
They should have took him out of that movie. He served no purpose. Especially when his nigga's name was Trouble Gun. I remember I had to ask, I said, what was his name again?
Exactly. I didn't believe it. I'm like, wow, okay. I'm like, I'd be very, yep, Trouble Gun.
Yeah, look it up on IMDb. Hey, I remember that name. I don't even have to look that. I remember that specifically.
Bubblegum. Okay.
It's a musical film, so.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a musical performing film, so. Yeah. With a little bit of comedy and drama and thrown into it as well.
Not into the musicals too much.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie, but I don't think you should run. I wouldn't tell you to rush out and see this.
Yeah, it's CeeLo Green shit, man. I'm like, I got Bubblegum.
So if you're a Mark Ruffalo,
come on, man.
Cause that's the only thing I can see from this cast. I just brought you up as Mark Ruffalo. Everybody else, they can go to hell. I don't like Keira Knightley.
Yeah, I don't care for
her. I'd give her credit in the movie. She was good in it, but fuck her in real life.
Damn.
Fuck her and fuck CeeLo. Fuck Adam Levine. Fuck Hailee Steinfeld. You can go to hell too. Catherine Kenner.
What'd you do? Yeah,
she can eat a dick. Catherine Kenner, she can lick ass for all I care. As far as I don't really care for this cast at all. Mark Ruffalo, I thought was great in it, so I'll give him that. But everybody else, they can eat CJ's dick for all I care. But the only way you can do that is if you're white and go to Doctor Who convention. So,
oh yeah, that's the only way.
Mm-hmm. So, man, you ready to get into some upcoming movies?
I am.
Dude, and we just hit the hour and a half mark and ready to wrap things up here. And the upcoming movies, man, like I said, upcoming movie is Ouija. No, I'm just fucking with you. Hey, man, you like Ouija boards, right?
Yeah, never experienced one, so I can't say what I like one.
Because you black and got some goddamn sense. That's what.
They must say the obvious.
You ain't gonna never see no nigga with this board. Come on out. I don't give a fuck how much of a white bread you might be or whatever. You ain't gonna be caught with this goddamn board.
Man, why did I get the feeling this movie's gonna be just chock full of telegraph jump scares?
Well, the director on here, he helped produce in 3 Days to Kill. You remember that last Kevin Costner film, right?
Yeah, that was the one that nobody really cared about, right?
Yeah, exactly. That was that one. And he also helped on, you remember that last Terminator film, right?
Oh, God.
You remember This Means War, right?
Oh, good. Are you... Wait, what?
You remember Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, right?
Oh, okay, you need to stop. you really need to stop.
You remember We Are Marshals, right?
Stop.
We was shit. Well, hey, man. My man, dude, the director on this, man, Mick G.
Mick G,
oh my God, Styles White, man. If you don't remember Styles White, people, he worked on such great projects such as Knowing and The Boogeyman.
Oh, good Lord.
What happens when you get Styles White and Mick G working together?
Oh, my God.
You get Ouija. You get Ouija starring Olivia Cook. Who was that from that fucking man? None of these actors are fucking known or whatever shit. Oh my God. And his tagline, based on a true story. Oh.
Oh, of course, it has to be true.
Based on a true story, Cody.
True accounts. I saw a YouTube video last night, man. It was real.
Oh my God, man. Ouija boards, man. They, hey.
Oh my, dude, I'm looking at this poster right now. Do you see this poster?
I'm looking at it right now, too.
You see the lettering on the top right
man,
there?
Man, fuck that poster, man. Yeah, I see a letter staring at this shit right now. This is a goddamn shame right here. This is a damn shame. Ouija, eat a dick poster. Keep telling yourself it's just a game. You eat a fucking dick from the producers of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the producer of Insidious. Fuck both of them movies.
There you go. I think that speaks volumes right there.
Tagline, keep telling yourself it's just a game. Okay, keep telling yourself you a dumbass too while you had this shit. How about that, bitch?
I guess I can expect no less from collaboration between Styles White and Big G. So.
Hey, horror genre. Scare me, bitch. How about that shit?
Tagline for horror in general, yeah.
Yeah. No, your tagline for horror in general is do something, bitch. Do something. Jesus Christ, man. I'm telling you, man, I gotta get the darkness on these fucking horror films, man.
Man, I think we do need to do at least one of these, man.
These horror films, man, they're getting so extreme now. They're laughable at this point.
I think we gotta do at least one of these.
Well, pass the word along, CJ, then. This Tuesday. If you guys up to seeing Ouija, Cody, you let me know. I will go with you. We will watch it together.
Alright, yeah, cool. Hey, we might have to do that.
Yeah, we will watch it. We will go see.
That sounds fun as hell, actually. Wow. I actually want to do
you can go see a late night screening of this. I guess midway, we can meet up in downtown LA. We can go there. We can go right over there. You know what? No, if you come down, you know what? Next week we can record this in person, man. We can record an episode. If you have the energy to get down here, then we can do this then.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Right. Cause I don't get no screening for this, cause obviously it's a horror piece of shit. So I gotta go watch the bitch anyway. So, oh my god. and of course, man. I don't even know if this is a full ride release movie, but 23 Blast. Okay, what the fuck?
What?
Some football movie. It's based on the amazingly true story of Travis Freeman. Okay, this movie can get a dick. 23
Blast.
Who the fuck came up with that title? I sound like a porno. 23 blasts in your face, bro. Man, our trailer talk, man. Damn, we got shit. It's too much. It's too much for one day, baby. Come on. Come on now. Shit. Our trailer talk today is John Wick, people.
John Wick.
23 blasts. I wish that was our trailer talk.
Seriously.
Wrong trailer. Okay, whoever decided to pick this music for it, they can eat a dick.
Yeah. Nice ride.
Thanks.
How much?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that music.
How much for the car?
She's not for sale. You have a good day, sir.
Jesus Christ, man. Fucking dog, dude. Are you serious? This movie better be kick ass. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, because the plot of this, man, he's hunting down dudes for a dog. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Basic as hell, man, but apparently it's not.
Yeah, I guess.
Nobody?
And you know, these reviews ain't being nice to Keanu Reeves because he gets shit reviews, so. Damn, who picked the music for this shit? Should've got the drift to do it. You know, for movies like this, you need that music from goddamn, what's his name? Mr. Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
Vengeance and shit like that. Yeah, you need movies, songs like that to be kicking in. Oh, cut that shit off. You hear that gay-ass trumpet in the back. I was like, what the fuck? If you take out the music, the trailer looks like it could be cool. But then when you really pay attention, the plot is this dog. Apparently, his wife was murdered, and this dog was the last thing he had of his wife. And they apparently killed the dog, I guess, or took it or some shit like that. And now he's out for revenge because he gets some boring-ass monologue like Keanu Reeves can only do. That dog was the only thing I had left of Maria. Okay.
Yeah, I'm baffled by the reception, dude. This trailer.
It looks like a generic action film that could be fun.
Very generic. It looks horrible. It just looks very generic.
It looks like it's laughable fun, though. That's what it looks like. But, man, the reviews. I'm looking at IGN, The Playlist, Film School Rejects, Screen International, Geek Nation. These are all well-known sites and shit. Craven, right. Joe Blows, IndieWire, Variety, ComingSoon.net, Forbes, HitFlix. Film Freak Central, man, these are all fucking like high quality internet websites and shit like that. So it's for this to have 100% from these guys, I'm like, yeah. It has me interested. I am always up for some badass action flicks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because when they're done right, man, they are done right. I mean, like we said, Equalizer, Raid 2, when the action scenes kick in, man, that's sometimes the highlight of the films. But this trailer, it looks good, but when you get down to the breaking it down, it looked like shit.
Yes. Like I said, it just looked pretty basic, man. That, from what I'm seeing of Keanu here, I'm like, okay.
CJ is like the black Keanu Reeves, you know? Always got a lost expression on his face and shit, just looking like... He either looks... There's two expressions CJ make. Guilty and lost. You never know which one you're going to get.
Right.
Like, he's like a box of chocolate. You never know which one you're going to get.
Yeah, both are equally as terrifying.
Yeah. That's the problem. You're scared of both, too. But, hey, I'll take the review's words for it. Ouija looks stupid as fuck. And maybe I'll get some laughs out of that. I can't wait to see Keanu Reeves. His acting always makes me laugh. I'm too profound for a Marvel movie or superhero films. Like, nigga, what? What?
The fuck you just...
You do realize you was in the Matrix, right?
Oh, man, that's where the record just stops.
Yeah, exactly. You do realize those sequels were shit, right? I hope you know that. And you like, are you trying to pull a Hugo Weaving on us right now?
Yes. Oh, my God, that him too.
Like, what was it about the Matrix that made you guys want to be bold now, where you can come out and say shit now?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whatever, though, people. Well, people, that's the end of the show, man. That was a good show, man. I had fun.
That was a good show. I had a lot of fun, man.
A lot of fun. Always fun on these goddamn podcasts we're recording for you fucking bastards out there. But it is that time to go now.
Time to say goodbye.
Yeah. Curly, don't cry here. Let my penis warm you up.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold this microphone.
Put a little to the left,
Okay, damn, you bold
right
today.
There you go, right there.
Cody, see, that's how much he misses y'all now. He never does this. He usually goes to the right.
See people, see that?
His left.
I'll switch your shoulders for this.
Yeah, his left is usually his good side.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, people, that was Movie Sports episode 120. I said 120. 133.
So you started turning your
calories,
talking that shit about him.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm the phenomenal one, you know? Man. Dude.
I'm Cody.
Dude. Like, we're totally like, you know, like, catch you people like the week after this week. Yeah. So that's next week, I think.
Catch you guys later, man.
Yeah. Hey, you bastards, you have like a good week and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, you know, guys are like all beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, all of you.
Yeah, it's like, you know. What's going on, man?
From the bottom of my chest.
Yeah. My foot hurt because I walk. I do a lot of walking in my acting. My acting abilities are so great. I'm too profound for you, Marvel. So, you know, I can't. Yeah, man, just goodbye.
Oh, Keanu, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's a stupid fuck. That's what he's talking about. Later, bastards.
You beautiful bastards.